This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Daepsang will resume soon. Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets on the occasion of Diwali at various points. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Daepsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Piplaj in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on a public-private partnership model at a cost of 375 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant, which will prove to be a big step towards a green future. The plant has the capacity to generate 15 megawatt of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. The withdrawal process of candidature for the second phase of the assembly elections in Jharkhand has been completed today. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. A total of 685 candidates will participate in the first phase after the withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. The government has released the operational guidelines of Central Sector Scheme Namo Drone Didi. The Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry has approved this central sector scheme for providing drones to the women self-help groups under Deen Dayal Antodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission. The scheme aims to provide drones to 14,500 selected women self-help groups during the period from 2024-25 to 2025-26, with an outlay of 1,261 crore rupees. 80% of the cost of drones and accessories charges up to maximum of 8 lakhs will be provided to the women self-help groups for purchase of drones. Indian Army contingent departed today for the 15th edition of India-US Joint Special Forces exercise Vajra Prahar. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted from tomorrow to the 22nd of November at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, United States. Last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroy, Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between Indian and the US Army. The previous exercise, Yudh Abhyas 2024, was conducted in Rajasthan in September. In Spain, the Interior Ministry's Integrated Operational Coordination Center reported that the number of deaths from flooding in the Valencian community has risen to 202. The Spanish Meteorological Agency has issued a red warning for rainfall along the coast of Huelva in the southwestern part of the country. Local media reported that 40,000 people were without electricity this morning. More military personnel have been deployed to assist in the search and clean-up operations. In cricket, India were 86 for 4 in their first innings against New Zealand at stumps on day one of the third and final test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Shubman Gill with 31 runs and Rishabh Pant with 1 were at the crease. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 30 while Rohit Sharma was out for 18. Earlier opting to bat, the visitors were all out for 235. And that is the end of this news bulletin.